Welcome to this podcast about Marrowstone Point and Admiralty Inlet in Washington. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, copy edited using Claude AI, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Marrowstone Point is a low, broad spit on the north shore of Marrowstone Island that marks the entrance to Port Townsend Bay from Admiralty Inlet, about 38 miles north-northwest of Seattle and 3 miles southeast of Port Townsend, Washington. Captain George Vancouver of the Royal Navy named the point on May 8, 1792, noting in his log that the cliff behind it was composed mostly of a whitish, hardened clay he called Marrowstone. In 1888, the U.S. Lighthouse Service placed a post lantern on Marrowstone Point to mark the shoals, rocks, and heavy riptides at the entrance to the main shipping channel into Puget Sound. The light was tended by a contract keeper who rode out every few days to polish the lens, trim the wick, and replenish the fuel. On February 3, 1918, after decades of complaints from mariners, the service replaced it with an electric white light mounted 28 feet up on a small concrete fog signal building, now considered the smallest lighthouse on Puget Sound. The U.S. Coast Guard, which had taken over the light in 1939, transferred the 10-acre property in 1972 to the Bureau of Sport Fisheries and Wildlife, then part of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, for use as a fisheries research station. And a new wet laboratory was built in 1975. Between 1990 and 1992, the site underwent a $4 million renovation that added office and laboratory buildings. It later came under the U.S. Geological Survey, whose Marrowstone Marine Field Station now studies diseases affecting wild marine and migratory fish. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.